Maitreya uvacha evam chanjalpitam mathur akarnyathagamam vachaha sanyamyatmanam atmanam nischakrama pitu purat Maitreya uvacha. The great sage Maitreya said, evam,
thus,
sanchalpitam,
spoken together.
Matuhu, from the mother, akarnya,
hearing,
arthagamam,
purposeful,
vachaha,
words,
sanyama,
controlling.
Atmana,
by the mind.
Atmanam,
own self.
Nishchakrama,
go out.
Pitu,
of the father.
Purat,
from the house.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
The grace says, Maitreya continued, the instruction of Dhruva Maharaj's mother, Suniti, was actually meant for fulfilling his desired objective. Therefore, after deliberate consideration and with intelligence and fixed determination, he left his father's house. Repeat. The great sage Maitreya continued.
The instruction of Dhruva Maharaj's mother,
Suniti,
was actually meant for fulfilling his desired objective.
Therefore,
after delivering consideration,
and with intelligence
and fixed determination,
he left his father's house.
Both the mother and the son were lamenting Dhruva Maharaj's having been insulted by his stepmother and his father not having taken any step on this issue. But mere lamentation is useless. One should find out the means to mitigate one's lamentation. Thus both mother and the son decided to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, because that is the only solution to all material problems. It is indicated in this connection that Dhruva Maharaj left his father's capital city to go to a secluded place to search out the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is the instruction of Prahlad Maharaj also that if one is seeking peace of mind, he should free himself from all contamination of family life and take shelter of the Supreme Godhead by going to the forest. The Gaurya Vaishnava, this forest is the forest of Vrinda or Vrindavan. If one takes shelter of the Vrindavan under Vrindavaneshwari Srimati Radharani, certainly all the problems of his life are solved very easily.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
So it's a very clear instruction here. Actually, his mother is the first guru. There are seven gurus. Mother is one of the guru because she's always instructing us from the childhood how to be live a life. Especially if a devotee mother, they can instruct us on how to become Krishna conscious and bring us closer to Krishna. So that's even a better mother than any ordinary mother. So the purpose of human life is, as it is mentioned here, is to take shelter of Radha and Krishna, especially Srimati Radharani. Prabhupada concludes the purpose by saying that one should take shelter of Radharani, Vrindavaneshwari, Srimati Radharani. If you go to Vrindavan, if you say Hare Krishna, they may not respond to you. But if you say Jai Radhe, they will respond to you. Because in Vrindavan, Radharani is the boss. Means Krishna is humble to his devotee. The highest devotee of all devotees is Srimati Radharani. As you can see here, Radharani is just beside Krishna. And Krishna, we never have any paintings or pictures of Krishna alone. Because Radharani cannot bear the separation for a moment without being next to Krishna. So that's why, and Krishna at the same time also always next to Krishna. I mean Radharani. So Radha Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahe Anya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also none other than the combination form of Radha and Krishna. So when we are chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Radha Krishna is already in that group, Panchatattva. So, problems of life is easily solved. If people want to solve problems of life, but the problems of life, you can take shelter of Krishna. It's so simple. They're scratching their head and finding so many ways to solve the problems that people have among the young people. They do not know how to solve the problems. That's why our Hare Krishna movement is so popular, because we have the solution. They know that only way to solve the core problem of human life is when we take shelter of Bhagavan Krishna, when we chant Hare Krishna. When you chant Hare Krishna, all your mental problems, issues, your family issues, financial issues, any material issues that you may have, is poof, is gone. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna. You have to have faith. You don't have faith, then you turn to so many other things. But actually Krishna himself said, he takes shelter of me. This is why Suniti, the mother, the stepmother of Dhruva Maharaj, she knew that go to the forest. You will find Narayan there. You will find Krishna in the forest. But we don't go to the forest. We just go to the temple in our cities. Today there is no forest because they cut down the trees and making the toilet paper. But the forest, the jungle of concrete buildings. Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan to go to where there's needed the most. People are suffering. New York City, where there's people full of problems. So they are turned to materialism and drugs. Like today. People taking to all sorts of ways to be happy, but they are suffering instead. Illusory happiness. So, mother of Dhruva Maharaj, she said, go to the forest. Narayan, seek out Bhagavan, seek out God. Ante Narayana Smiti. At the end of life, Ante Narayana Smiti, one must remember Narayana, Krishna. We are doing all kinds of things throughout our life. At the time of death, if you can remember Krishna, that's the perfection. But it's not that easy that at the end of life you're going to remember Krishna. You have to practice. We have to practice to remember Krishna now. Not only in the temple, wherever we are. Wherever there's devotees, there is Vrindavan. Where there is devotees, because they are glorifying Krishna. Krishna is there. Krishna is there where his devotees are. That is Vaikuntha. But our temple here, there are the windows to the spiritual world. There are the embassies to the spiritual world. So when you come here, you see the Krishna consciousness is flourishing amongst us. When you go out, you feel fulfilled. You feel fulfilled. You feel satisfied. You're not in need of anything else. You're filled with Krishna consciousness. Then you come here, you're satisfied being with everyone, chanting and associating fully. And when you go out, you are filled. Totally. There's your brink. You're filled to the brink. Like they say in Australia, they're filled to the brink. Top. Don't have, you can't put anything else in it. Any material things. You're so Krishna conscious. When they talk about Maya or anything else, you don't have time for that. You feel satisfied. That's why devotee is always running. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? The Goswami is Vrindavan. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Hey Brajananda Krishna. Is he, are you under this tree? Are you under this hill? So they are always running for Krishna. Then you see Dhruva Maharaj. He was searching for Krishna so intensely. Very deep from the heart. Where is Narayan? Where is Narayan? And Krishna, he was watching. And then that's why Narada Muni came. So when we are enthusiastic to serve Krishna, Krishna, it's not that Prabhupada used to say, it's not how we it's how we behave, Krishna will see our. It's not that he will be eager to see us. So we have to qualify ourselves. Hey Krishna, where is Krishna? You dance like mad. You sing like mad. This is mataha, you know that they always sing. You go mad after Krishna. But if you were chanting Hare Krishna and not paying attention to chanting Hare Krishna, whether you're sitting down chanting or loud chanting, if your mind is not observing the chanting, you're just passing the time chanting. You have to put deep into chanting. If you go to the bank, they'll call you, next please. They don't say, hey, how are you, come please, with love. They just, next one, finish. But if you call out for Krishna, Hare Krishna, with love, Krishna will be paying attention to you. He will be looking out for you. Who is calling my name? But if you're like that person in the bank, next please. Then he's just passing by, next one, next one. There's no contact. You will make contact with Krishna. You have to put your faith, you have to put your love deep from the heart. Make the contact means make the relationship with Krishna. Just like we are always associating here. I've been here more than a year. I still don't know some of the names of the devotees, but I know everyone here. But that's my problem. I should ask, how are you, what's your name, where do you live? Make a relationship with the devotees. It's a nice thing. We go to work, we make friends with our colleagues. We know, we are very well aware of everyone around us. Our only friend is devotees. Our real friend is devotees. Your parents and everyone, they'll tell you, go to Australia, get a job, and support me. Buy a house in India. But Suniti, she said, no, go to the forest. Find Narayan. He didn't instruct him, go and build a house for me. Make more money, become a doctor, go to UK. You know, Indian parents, they tell you. The parents, a good parents, is considered like a guru. Mother is a guru, seven gurus. They tell us, become Krishna conscious. We have so many mother and father. Last life, who knows what our parents were and what will be in the future. Kapu Raja, Kapu Praja, Kapu Sarage, Kapu Narake. Sometime we're in heaven, sometime we're in hell, sometime we're a cat, a dog, sometime we're a human being, sometime we're a king. We're passing life after life in different forms. And now is the time to get out of that circle. We're in a circle. People say, you're in a life circle. But they don't actually really understand what life circle is. Well, first of all, if you mention what life circle is, you have to know what is life. And if we have any consciousness, who is God behind? You have to know the complete thing. So, we are in a circle. This is the time to get out of the circle. In the, you know, in China, I lived in China many years, the Chinese people, they like to have a birdcage hanging outside the door. Because they want to hear the chirping sound, or maybe feng shui or something like that. And this, the birds are dumb. After they will open the gate, and then the bird, they sit on their finger, and they go around the house. They take them around a tour in the house. That's the time the birds should fly off. Yeah, I'm free. I don't have to go back in the cage again. So human life is meant to fly out. It's the time when we are free to fly out from this cycle of birth and death, old age and disease. We do yoga. Why do we yoga? Because we are always in agony. Our body is in agony. Suffering. So we try to get rid of pain. So long we have the material body, we are going to be inflicted with miseries and pains. That's what human life is for. Seek out. Look for Bhagavan. Find a solution. Search for the solution. The solution, the root out the problems. If we all, like if you have a boil on your arm, when we were in the Gurukul, we used to get boils, a lot of boils, but in Vrindavan it's very hot, and we eat mangoes and tropical fruits, and it will spoil our blood. So I remember getting a big boil, right in the arm here. And we had one Mr. Dr. Sharma, an Indian gentleman. He was a doctor, so he said he put take the atta flour, he makes chapatis, and mix with ghee, hot ghee, and make it into a dough, you know, and put it on top of the affected boil. It was really hot and really painful. And he put it on that, and he covered and tied up overnight, and he would suck out the poison. And it got so painful. And he would do that for us, and heaps of us would have a boil in our arms and different places. So my point is, when the blood is clogged and poisoned, to take out the core problem is by cleansing the blood, by taking the core out of the boil. So we'd always go, it feels really good and itching on the side. But the problem remains. If you root out the problem, take the core out. The core problem is the problem that we have deep in our heart. Desire, material desire. That material desire wanting to be the president of a country, or wanting to be the master, wanting to be the enjoyer. That was Dhruva Maharaj wanted to sit on the father's lap to get the glory. But he was insulted. Just a few days ago, I knew someone who I worked for many years. They came here, I didn't see them for maybe 15, 20 years. And so I saw him, and he said, just wait. So he was kind of insulting me. He didn't talk to me. So then I said, okay, fine, I'll talk to you next time. I wanted to have a next life. So then I walked away, and I was, like, next 2 days I was mentally disturbed. I was thinking, how to get him back, like some kind of revenge. Maybe write him a letter, I did so much work for you, and he would treat me like this, after I meet you 20 years. And I was thinking all this thing in my mind. And even I couldn't sleep. Like, I felt really insulted. And, we go through this kind of stuff. And I was thinking, no, this is not the Vaishnava way, she just let it go. Krishna would deal with it. So all things was coming in my mind. And then I said, and then again in a few minutes I was thinking I have to get back. Then I said, no, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I said, Chan, Hare Krishna. So I was always, whole day and night, few days, I was going through this. Then I read this, this people's going to be inflicted with all kinds of insults, and people are going to tell us things that's going to hurt us, perhaps. We don't have time to just take revenge. We don't have time for those nonsense. Just chant Hare Krishna, let it go. That's all. All you can do is chant Hare Krishna. That's the only thing you can actually do. Nothing else. We are helpless in every way in the material world. The maya, the material energy is so strong. Like if you go swimming, if the big wave comes, if you don't know how to swim, you're going to be crushed under the sun, sand. That's why you go to, in India, you go to the big beaches, they have those big waves. They're all just in the front of the, just in the surface. But they don't swim out there, because they know they're going to get crushed. They're not a good swimmer. When you come to Australia, they have the big waves, they're all on the board. So, big waves of maya can crush us in the sand and break your bones for life. End up in the, hospital or at the corner house there. So maya's always breaking our bones. So turn to Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. Let Krishna deal with all the situations. This is the best. Yeah, I can deal with it. No. We're small time. Small potatoes. We don't have the power to do anything. We may have big weapons, airplanes, we can drop a bomb, but if the tsunami comes or earthquake, they don't have any equipment to deal with that. Isn't it? Krishna's energy is much more powerful. But like Dhruva Maharaj, if we take shelter of Krishna, instantly our life becomes very happy, full of joy. This is what we take instruction from this chapter, from this Dhruva Maharaj's instruction. This is like these the devotees, they go in Harinam, Harinam Ruchi, they go in Harinam. Now they're having more and more Harinam. They used to have twice a week, now they have like every day. If I'm not tired, I would go. But if this is a good thing, you go Harinam, you see the people, they're reacting in so many ways. They know underneath for sure that these people are very happy. They're chanting Hare Krishna. They're bringing happiness to them. The other day we went on the Gaur Purnima, after we had a kirtan here, we all went out on the St. Kilda beach. There's nobody on the beach, it's 8 at night, 9 o'clock. We were going like pub to pub. Even going inside the pub. Remember that? People were just putting down their glasses and their cups and just joining in with us. They were in ecstasy. And that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's program is. They don't come to temple, we bring temple to them. That's our job. We are preachers. In the early days, in the 60s, they had Harinam every day. That's all. And they didn't have much, they didn't have enough money to buy, all the food we eat. They would get the vegetables that were thrown away, cut out the bad side and use the good part. That's how our movement started. And I had Harinam every day. And so they didn't have enough money to pay the rent. They didn't know what to do. Prabhupada says, Chan Hare Krishna, have faith in Krishna. They didn't have that kind of faith. Prabhupada had that kind of faith. End of the day. And every time somebody would come with a check at the end of the day, exact money to pay the rent. And that's all written in a diaries. So if we have faith in Krishna, Dhruva Maharaj had the faith. He was in the forest. He was asking the rocks and the trees, where is Krishna? And here Krishna himself has come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has come and introduced chanting Hare Krishna. Krishna said, here I am God. So if Krishna himself came 5,000 years ago, he himself was telling, Aham sarvasya prabhava, sarvadhaman parityaja mamekam, surrender unto me. I am the supreme, param brahma param dhamma, kvatram prabham bhavam. Then there are some people say, are you sure you're God? Even then they were asking if he is God or not. That's why he had to show his universal form. But if we are enthusiastic to serve Krishna, to serve Krishna, Krishna will make the arrangements. Don't think it's easy. I was saying, Hare Krishna, you have to do a lot of service, especially in the Melbourne temple. If you think it's easy, it is the most easy Krishna consciousness. But when you do the service with hardship, accept the hardship naturally, or voluntarily, out of love, that becomes pleasure. Service is pleasure. It's not like going to a job. You got a job 9 to 5, no one looks forward to go to a job. I come here, 5:30 in the morning in the train, I see the people like so morose. Really morose. Even their best friend next to them, they wouldn't even talk to them. They're like, I'm chanting quite loud. They don't even bother by it. They don't care. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They're just like, it's too early. And you see, on the weekend, like Friday night, everyone's like, you see the difference in the mood. They look forward some, and a time off. But no one look forward. But, you know, we have Sunday feast program, we have every day. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, devotional service eternally, not just for one day. You go to church on Sunday. Every day. And when the devotees are doing the services in ecstatic love, they feel happy to do it, out of joy. So Dhruva Maharaj, there was nothing in between. That's why Narada Muni came. Said, are you sure, you know, he was testing him. Yeah, sure you want, you're a small boy, you know, go home. He told him, he will go home. Narada Muni doesn't have a home because wherever he goes, he's traveling. That's his home. He's traveling around. Spiritual world is his home. So he said, you go home. I'm going to look for Narayan. So determined. That's why Krishna sent Narada Muni, because you're so determined. So if we are enthusiastic to serve Krishna, Krishna will appear to us. When I came to Melbourne, I thought, I'm not going to visit the temple that much. I'm just going to work outside and go there from time to time. But Krishna had other plans. I had to be here. He dragged me here. 197 Dank Street. That's where you belong. Ended up here. So, this is our home. This is our real home. We have another home, but this is our real home. You go to your home just to sleep at night, that's all. And your real home is the temple. Even if you're tired, some of you guys are tired, you go to the ashram, you're sleeping. But when you come out, you feel very, very refreshed. Instantly, after the shower, you come here, like Krishna is giving the energies. In the spiritual world, it's not that you need to go to sleep this at night. This is spiritual world, you have to have that faith. I stayed up one day, I wanted to experiment on myself. Let's see if this Krishna consciousness really works. But I'm very serious. I changed my around seriously, with enthusiastic. I want to know if actually, really, the energy comes from Krishna. So if I'm going to be affected by tiredness or not. So I was testing. I stayed up all night. But at the same time, I'm not sleepy, but I have to really chant. I wasn't tired. You know, up all night, I go to Mangalarati, then everything. The whole day I had, by the end of the day I was like tired. But when I'm doing the service, I didn't feel tired. See, it does work. Krishna gives you energy. Not that, at the same time, we need to pray to Krishna to bless us. We need to pray to Prabhupada to bless us, to do our service nicely. We have to pray to Radharani, like Srila Prabhupada said, Vrindavanishri Radharani. We have to pray to Srimati Radharani for her blessings. She is the ocean of mercy. In China, they have a lady called Kuan Yin. You heard of Kuan Yin? When the Chinese people go to the temple, Buddhist temple, they have Buddha, they have money god, not like Lakshmi, with a different, very not very beautiful looking. That's money god. And they have one lady standing on a big tall, like this. That is Lakshmi, we say, but she's Kuan Yin, goddess of mercy. Everyone's, they got incense this size, no fragrance. Just, they're praying. They have the right idea. So we pray to Radharani. She's Kuan Yin. She's more than Kuan Yin. She is the mercy, personification of devotion. She is full of love for Krishna. If you want love for your guru, you want love for all the living entities, you want to love all the living entities and the plants, the ocean, ask her for mercy. If our heart is not full of love, it's like a rock. You have to crush it with a hammer or soften it. That's not the way. You have to pray to Krishna. Because we don't have a love. We don't even have love for ourselves. We are hard-hearted and cruel. Material world's cruel place, hard-hearted place. Everyone scratching each other's back. That's all. You give me, then I give you back. Nothing in return for free. Here, everything is free. That's the mercy of Radharani. Radharani, she is Vrindavanashwari, master of Vrindavan. She controls Krishna, Bhagavan, the source of everything. Amazing that, amazing. And don't think she's very cruel. She's most merciful and kind and soft-hearted. She's full of qualities, like Krishna. There are numbers of qualities, like they have list of qualities Radharani has. You can pray to Radharani, and she will bless us. Some temples, Radharani's hands like this, right? Blessing everyone. In Sydney, Radha Gopinath, her hands like this. Don't go too close. Too much mercy will come for her hand. If you pray, she will bless you. She is blessing. So, but at the same time, we need to have the enthusiasm. You come here and he's just, you know, standing in front of the deity. Like Vivekananda. Open your hand. Let it be loose, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The mercy will come to you. But if it's closed, it's not going to come. You're blocking it. Asking for the mercy. Please, I'm begging for the mercy. Hand in hand like this. That the sannyasis, they have the cloth. Begging. Give me a mercy. Huh? That's the idea. Have your hands, please give me a mercy. Give me your Mahaprasadam. So free. This temple is so, everything is Krishna consciousness free. I came back here after 30 years. I can't believe the changes here. People from everywhere just walk straight in from the street. And they can come and sit here, use our toilet, go upstairs, take prasadam. Nowhere else in the world. I went to LA temple, no way. $5 for lunch, US dollars. Here it's free. Go to Mayapur, use a lot of prasadam, but you pay for it. So millions of people, if you start giving for free, they can lose. We're going to sell our temple. But they're paying for so much nonsense, their money. Give to Krishna. Okay, that's all right. But here, they're getting for free. So that's the mercy of Radharani. This is a special temple. You go to our restaurant in the Crossways, just $7. I was telling somebody, one guy came, he had halwa and custard for 7 times. And so I went and asked him, how many times did you just, is it your first time here? He said, no, I had 7 times halwa. just checking on him. So I told the devotee serving, charge him more. He's eating too much. But then, for sure, I don't let it free. That's rather than his mercy. So if she is giving us materially, halwa and custard, She will definitely give love for Krishna if you pray to her. Love for Radha, love for Krishna, love for Vaishnava, love for Guru, love for all the living entities. You have to pray. Hare Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna is a prayer. Oh Krishna, please engage me in your service. That's why our life is shortened. We can get disease all of a sudden and die. I mean, we don't die, the body will die. We lose the opportunity to serve Krishna. But to pray, give us health, do exercise, give us good health so we can serve you. Sometimes I do yoga for the karmis. I was doing yoga in China, you have no idea. I had like some 30 class a week, 30 yoga class a week. So some of the devotees said, can you give me some classes? I said, yeah, sure. So I gave them, and the students complained. They said, no, we want you to teach. So I had to do their classes. So, but they become healthy so they can do nonsense. So I thought, this is not a good idea. So I left all that, come here. If you want to be healthy, the idea of being healthy so you can serve Krishna. So you're healthy so you can do nonsense and you have a strong body so you can be engaged in sense enjoyment. We have healthy body so Krishna can take it all away if you don't use this body in his service. Be mindful. Sometimes things go wrong. Everything going flowing all smoothly suddenly can go wrong. We have to click, we have to see why. I am not being Krishna conscious. Ultimately, it's my fault because I wasn't Krishna conscious. But pray to Krishna, please, everything we do, even if you're perfect in every way, we need to pray to Krishna for so we can do things better, in a nicer way. Isn't it? We don't say, I am the best. Prabhupada is the best. Srila Prabhupada, he went to America and Europe, all over the world. But he was always very humble. Always looking at the deity, you are the supreme, my Guru Maharaj, Krishna, always chanting. He never gave himself any credit. So, by the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, like Narada Muni, he was the Guru for Dhruva Maharaj. By the mercy of all the devotees, we are able to serve Krishna. We are able to chant Hare Krishna. Even if we are devotee for hundreds of years, we have to have that mentality, that humble mentality. My Guru's mercy that I can chant Hare Krishna. To pray to Guru. What's that? Oma Ganati Vrandasya Gananjana Salakaya. He has opened our eyes with the knowledge, like a torchlight of knowledge, opened our eyes from ignorance, woken us up to knowledge, through knowledge. So we have so many father, so many mother, but the father and mother who gave us spiritual life, they are our real father and mother, spiritual mother and father, Guru. So mother, Suniti, mother of Dhruva Maharaj, is ultimately, she is the Guru, before Narada Muni. Narada Muni officially initiated Dhruva Maharaj, like signing the contract, you know. But she introduced him to Krishna. So, every devotee here, we have a responsibility to instruct others. Jare dekha tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Amara agya guru hoya taro ayadesh. You become a guru and tell others about Krishna. Jare dekha, whoever you meet, tell them about Krishna. That's what we did in St. Kilda. We're going pubs, door to door, making them chant Hare Krishna. Even walked into the pub, put down their cups, and they start dancing. They're inspired by the devotees. We should be able to inspire people, open their heart. That's what preaching means, to be able to impress people. You can have huge programs, to be able to touch the people's heart. After your lecture, after the program, say, wow, where's your temple? I want to go. It was so wonderful. We had to be able to touch people's heart. That's what Prabhupada did. In the beginning, Prabhupada was alone. I mean, he was never alone with Krishna. But everybody came because Prabhupada was so pure. They saw him. I want to be this old man. I want to be this Swami from India. They were touched by Prabhupada's purity, by Prabhupada's love for them. Prabhupada would do everything, cook, serve them in the beginning. So, Krishna will send us when he sees our enthusiasm, like Dhruva Maharaj, our enthusiasm with determination. That's what Krishna says. Hatatam kirtayanto mam jatantasta dhirabhata. He said dhirabhata. Dhirabhata means with determination, with full faith. Life is short. At the end of the day, if we didn't journey around, if we didn't do any service, we didn't associate with devotees, at the end of the day, you don't feel good. Even if I went home, I didn't come here. You know, chant your rounds nicely in the balcony, and read a book. And nowadays it's so easy. Just go online, you can read Bhagavatam. And here in Melbourne Temple, even if you're in the toilet, you can hear the Bhagavatam class on the YouTube. Wherever. Krishna consciousness is everywhere. So it's being available to everyone in this modern age. If we want Krishna consciousness, everyone's on the phone. You can use that same facility to communicate with Krishna consciousness, to further your Krishna consciousness through the modern technology in every way. Isn't it? You see, just in Guangzhou, one city, there's a lot of pollution and many vehicles they have. So the city council, they brought in bicycles. And people just, not like in Australia, they just pile up bicycles on the side of the road. In the Chinese, they don't care because it's free. They have to have that, you take a photo, and it's called WeChat, you know, and then it gets connected. So you have to have the program on your phone. And so it will open the lock on the bicycle. And then you can go around the city. And then you can park it everywhere. So it's piles of bicycles everywhere. So they are making it easy for people to go around the city. So my point is that Krishna consciousness is now much more available through the technology. In Srila Prabhupada's time, in the 70s, they didn't have all this facility. You want to call America from India, you know, you have to book a call. You get it after 1 week from my airport to US. And you have to shout, ah! And we can hear from Calcutta your voice. I don't know they were here in America. I remember Bhavananda used to talk, Haribo! Then when are you making a call to America in the middle of night? And you had to make a book a call, trunk call, they call it. Telegram. Now it's easy. Like you take your own phone and you can talk with, you know, somewhere in all over the world. So amazing. Look at the deity, Radha Vallabha, people are sending every day. And you can chant Hare Krishna, look at Radha Vallabha. Everywhere. So there's no excuse not to be Krishna conscious. No excuse. So I didn't get prasadam. There's always something. Krishna is satisfied by eating one grain of rice. Why do we need to have a plate of rice? I mean, we need, because we have a material body. So, my point is that there is ample Krishna consciousness here in every way to become Krishna conscious. Here is so merciful, you can have prasadam, there's everywhere. You can go at ashram, chant Hare Krishna, come to the temple, chant Hare Krishna, sit outside. I remember when I came here in the 30s, everybody had to be in the temple. Japa time means temple. No sitting out in the balcony. So anyone who's sitting on the steps under the tree there, they're in Maya. You know that?
Yeah.
She's from the 80s. And then, so I'll come in here, for me it's easy, I love to be in the temple, chanting. And past 2 hours, no problem. Mindset is shut up, chanting Hare Krishna. 2 hours straight.
And I said, not everyone can do it, sit in one place, chant, or go around. And some said, so we'll go around and look at them, what are you doing here? So give us a vibe. You know, sometimes it was like that. So, now it's easy, no one's going to give you a vibe. You can chant Hare Krishna in all of this area here. This whole place is surcharged spiritually. The trees here, the steps, the ashram, so it's all Krishna's place, his temple. Respect it that way. Flush the toilet. Keep the place clean. Because it's Krishna's. This is Vaikuntha. Treat it as Krishna's property. Water running, turn it off. It belongs to Radha Vallabha. You know, we have to have this attitude. So we're living in Krishna's home. It's like if you lie down in a temple, ashram, in Mayapur, or Vrindavan, is as good as paying obeisances, they say. So, I feel that here is the same. We have that same feeling. You're living in a temple, it's Krishna's place. Radharani's place is Vrindavan. When I see Radha Vallabha here, Radharani, she is Radharani, same Radharani, she's in Vrindavan. So this is Vrindavan. So by Radharani's mercy, we are able to serve Krishna. We have to have that strong faith in Krishna and Radharani, to pray to Radharani every day. Open your phone, you're on a train or everywhere, open your phone, look at Radha Madhava, and pray to her. You're so beautiful, you're full of love for Krishna, you're full of transcendent qualities. Please, I pray to give me one drop of your mercy. Devotees are most merciful. They are always showering in mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showering mercy. He would look, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would look from the corner of his eyes, from one side, the people, and he would turn around all the way looking at the people to the other corner of his other eye. And at the same time, all the people, they became devotees. By his transcendent glance, all those living entities all became devotees. All the way. That's the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Radha and Krishna. So Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Bhaktavesh, he appeared to see what that inspires Radharani to serve Krishna so much. Because he has so much love for Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to experience that himself. So he became Radharani, combined form of Radha and Krishna. That's why Gaurahari, one who has the golden complexion, Radharani's color. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? He saw the hill and he fell in ecstasy and consciousness. It reminded him of Govardhan Hill. He saw a peacock dancing, not even in Vrindavan, somewhere else, and he fell in unconscious. And because he reminded him of the peacock feather Krishna wears. This is the Bhaktavesh. This is what the standard of Krishna consciousness is, that anything that reminds us of Krishna, and that we're seeking to become Krishna conscious in every way, and that we are doing our service with love. If we are doing it like as a duty, that's good, but we are doing it forcefully ourselves, we're hurting. No. We have to know we are doing this to love Krishna. We are doing it because it pleases Krishna, it pleases Guru. Then it is even better quality. Like you offer the food to Krishna, chant all the mantras, finish. Put your heart to it, Krishna, I've cooked this, maybe it's not good, please take it, offer it, accept a little bit of it, glance over it, pray it. By His mercy, even if it's not good, it will become good. I believe it. So, this way, enthuse ourselves, even if there's no one to enthuse us, enthuse ourselves, inspire ourselves through chanting, through reading. Because there's plenty way to become inspired in Krishna consciousness. I think I have the hundreds of devotees sitting here. It's okay. Bhagavatam gives us inspiration. Chanting Hare Krishna gives us inspiration. The deities are here. They're all there to inspire us. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes, Prabhu. Speak loud, guy.
We see many curses like Nalkuvera, Manidriva, Jai Vijay. They came down on earth and came back as Jai Vijay again. But if we see Nathamuni's case, that he came down, he was Upar Bahana, he came down as a son of a maidservant and he went as Narada Muni. Why is it a different case of this?
I didn't get that. How come what?
How come they both are different?
See, Narada Muni is actually already a great person, but everything that Krishna arranges is to show an example for all the people of the world. So, Narada Muni, he became a great devotee by taking the remnants of the sages in the forest, because he used to serve them and like that. So it's not that we have to understand that one way is that it is an example that how we can also advance spiritually if we take the remnants of the devotees, not only taking the remnants, actually serve them. We wash their clothes and many ways. Nalakuvera and Manigruva, they are, it's a different thing, that's the past times. Also, they were cursed by Narada Muni. Because Narada Muni, punishment in a way, the devotees punishes, is a blessing. Because they became the trees in Vrindavan and Krishna uprooted them. So if Narada Muni as a pure devotee cursed them, it actually comes out as a blessing. So, same time, it's not a curse. So, but it's not that we have the power to curse anyone. We should not curse anyone. We should praise devotees. So there's many ways to understand this point. Yes? Shower.
Yeah, one or two of the showers out of the six that are available for general use. So that four out of the six showers could be dedicated to the brahmacharis, so that the brahmacharis could be confident in the cleanliness of those showers. However, one or two of those showers could be used in the service of the Lord, so that we could not only feed the people as they come in, and not only teach the people,
this would be taken up with the temple management, but I couldn't be able to comment so much on that, because giving, apart from giving pusharam, and then a place to stay, food, that would be like they have to find a community place. That's what I could say. But yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, I understand. The thing is, we do offer help. At the same time, we are seeing people who are showing inclination to become devotee, because our idea is to make, especially the temple facility here, apart from giving food, is that they become spiritually inclined and spiritually minded and become devotees, then we will give them facilities. But it's not for like everyone, common people, to come and start using the those facilities. Then it becomes a burden for the people who are living here. But actually, we do offer people who are, have the inclination to spiritual life, gradually. Yeah, I mean, I get it, but I think maybe we would need a bigger place or more facilities. But I mean, as far as I agree with you, I would, if it's my power, I would give them all facilities. But it would be up to everyone here, the authorities. So I can't really comment too much. But as far as at least we can give them prasadam and feed them, they're happy with that. And then rest, they will have to, you know, see how much we can offer within our capacity. Yeah. I have to, yeah. Say it again, please. Even if he's not a friend, he is friend. People who are not chanting Hare Krishna, they're not surrendering to Krishna, they don't follow all the things we follow. But still Krishna is providing them a livelihood. You know, it's not that you go to the work and get money and buy the food. That's one thing. But ultimately the food is not supplied by the supermarket. It's coming from the countryside. Milk from the cows. So and vegetables and fruits that are grown in the field. So the sun, the sunlight and the earth is Krishna's providing energy in us to digest the food we eat, the Krishna's providing. So he is aham sarvasya prabhavo. I am the source of all things. I mean everything. So he is friend to all. But Krishna says, samaham sarvabhutesh name is Jaya Bhajanti, but those who serve me, they are very dear to me. So if you, well, like your, that's your dad, right? So he's special to you. So I may be your friend, but your dad is special to you because he's your dad. So there are differences. So we can be friend, but someone else may not be friend, just a friend. But someone is very close to you, someone may be that close to you, but you respect everyone friendly, like that. I mean, simple way. Krishna is Jaya Bhajanti, those who serve him. Krishna says they are very dear to me, but he is dear to everyone. That's his words. Okay? Hare Krishna.